Hello and welcome to the Lifetime Athlete Podcast. I'm your host, John Zombro, and this is episode number 117. Today's title is Online Physical Therapy. Now is the time. In the presence of the COVID-19 pandemic, there is much change in the world, and one of those areas is in the decentralization of the workplace, to the extent that it is possible in any given industry. Today, I'd like to discuss the delivery of physical therapy services using the telehealth model. As regular listeners of the show are already aware, I offer online PT for clients, as well as consultation and mentorship opportunities for other PTs wanting to get into this arena. And so that's what I'd like to share with you today. Briefly, let's talk about what telehealth physical therapy, or what I call tele-PT here at the Lifetime Athlete, is. We actually discussed this topic previously on the podcast back in the Lifetime Body days, episode number 76. PK and I dug into this a bit, and I'll link it in the show notes, and you can also check it out wherever you listen to the podcast. Again, that is episode number 76 if you'd like a little more background info. Tele-PT is the use of video conferencing technology and online access to deliver physical therapy services. So it's pretty basic, pretty simple, pretty easy to do. It's available in terms of a legal service in every state, and it's governed by various practice acts within each state, so there are some differences, and also the code of ethics that we abide by through the American Physical Therapy Association. Reimbursement rates will vary for tele-PT. So many private insurers do cover this, and many states have what are known as parity laws, where they are required to reimburse for tele-PT at the same rate as they would if you went into the clinic. That's nice to know. But this is an evolving and developing field, rapidly changing. So it's always good to check and learn more about that. And interestingly enough, Medicare did not authorize or reimburse for tele-PT services historically, although now, in the presence of the COVID-19 pandemic, many of the restrictions have been lifted, and so this is kind of a day-to-day process to continue to monitor, but it does look like, at least on a temporary level, Medicare beneficiaries are going to be able to access physical therapy services using this model, and there will be coverage for it, although again, keep in mind that this is extremely dynamic. So research shows telehealth physical therapy, or tele-PT, to be effective. It has been shown, again, in the right circumstances to get excellent results, not just satisfactory, but excellent. So right now we've got people scrambling. Patients are wanting to continue or to seek initial care, and providers are struggling to both meet the needs of those clients as well as to utilize this revenue stream to keep their practices solvent. So what's my story in all of this? I can hear you asking and wanting to know. In 2015, I closed my clinic and downsized to a small office. This was driven largely by my desire to balance clinical practice with more writing and speaking and consulting opportunities, as well as this podcast. It was at that time that I also began offering tele-PT as a part of my service menu. So telehealth physical therapy was originally conceived as a way to reach people who had limited access to a clinic, secondary to distance or other hardships or obstacles. And actually, Montana, my home state, was a leader in the adoption of this technology, particularly because of the rural areas that we have in the state. But what I saw was that it, or telephysical therapy, was a way to provide PT service in certain circumstances in a more cost and time-efficient manner that was highly convenient and that could actually be more and not less effective. I never sought to replace brick and mortar applications, and I don't think that's possible. We have needs for acute management and hands-on service, and those are always going to be there. But I realized that movement analysis, communication, and education, and just giving spot-on exercise or self-management technique prescription was very powerful, and that was a great fit for the TelePT model. So I've seen this grow now over the past 5 years to the point that it currently makes up a large part of my job description. And even though I still wear a few other hats in my business, I've become a strong advocate for TelePT, and I'm an enthusiastic practitioner of it. I've even gotten into serving in an advisory role for other clinicians and practices in setting up this model. So it's just an amazing journey that I think the TelePT profession has been on and that I've been on myself. So in the beginning, yeah, there were doubters and laughers. I'd even say there were probably some haters. But there's also been a growing tribe of supporters and believers. And I'm going to say that if you had asked me 10 or 15 years ago, would I be doing this? Would this be viable? Would it be working? I'm not sure what my answer would have been either. So I feel like we're all becoming enlightened to, you know, what we can do with the technology we have at hand. And one of the things I'd like to say about TelePT is that really I got into it not because we were in a panic secondary to a viral outbreak, and we're looking to hold back the dam. It was really just because it made sense. It worked, and it solved problems for people. So, of course, one part of me feels a bit vindicated right now, but I'm quick to get over that and stay in the trenches, helping clients who need these services and also clinicians to get on board and get results, because it's a great model, not just because people might be very rural and not have access, or not because we're in a pandemic or crisis, but because it works well for many circumstances. So if I get into a little story to illustrate this discussion so far, keep it brief. Just the other day, I got contacted by a guy who was interested in getting some telephysical therapy services. I'm going to take a quick drink of water. Delicious. Don't have any coffee right now. He had undergone a lower extremity surgery, a tendon repair and transposition procedure, and had been attending some PT sessions at a clinic. He was making good progress when some of the concerns and the restrictions regarding the COVID-19 pandemic became prevalent. He asked his provider if he could use a telehealth model to continue receiving services, ensuring his best outcome, and also to both comply with infection control recommendations as well as reduce his own personal exposure risk. The provider told him that this particular physical therapy facility was going to be unable to provide that type of service. So the gentleman was a bit frustrated, and he ultimately found me online and reached out to me for assistance. So we just did a session, and I set him up with a number of things to work on, which were consistent with his procedure and, you know, where he is to date and the protocols that are used to rehabilitate that procedure. And I gave him some information on how he could progress it. So based on this patient's status, doing very well, very competent with independent management, I didn't see it as necessary or even appropriate to do another session with him for about a month. So that's what I recommended, at which time he'll schedule and we'll meet again. So a couple points here. This is obviously economical when we do it that way. It's efficient and it's effective. These are some of my favorite words. I use them often to describe motion. But, you know, we save money and time. We get right to the heart of the matter in the session, and then we create good progress or positive outcomes. And that's really important. So I signed off with the guy and I got ready for the next one. And no diss to the other clinic. Many practitioners are being caught unprepared by all of these closure and quarantine issues. And I would have liked to have seen more PTs creating this arm of business over the past several years, because this isn't space tech. This is just current tech. But we'll get through this, and we'll get practitioners set up now as well as possible in temporary fashion, and then we'll improve it in the long run, because I think many people are going to be very empowered to continue using these types of services across all of healthcare and fitness, but in physical therapy as well. So, alluding to that, what about coaching? Since the Lifetime Athlete offers coaching and physical therapy, and I've been doing that for a very long time, all of those things. Well, this gets back to my wearing multiple hats, and I've always been involved in the coaching and training side of things as much as the rehab side. And this kind of reflects, as is common with a lot of sports and ortho PTs, we typically have, you know, multiple areas of interest in training. So I have 3 degrees and multiple certifications, as well as that interest I have in being seeking high performance and being an athlete for a lifetime. So that's why I have all these other things there. They're interests of mine, and I'm also uniquely qualified to deliver them. So I coach folks in 3 major areas. Obviously, the first one is peak performance athletics, health and body composition tune-up, and then movement analysis and correction, and those things I do in a coaching capacity. What's the difference, though, folks will ask this often, between movement analysis coaching and online PT? Well, honestly, I'd say it's more similar than it is different, but it's a bit tricky, and it always involves some CYA aspects. So when I'm coaching, you know, I represent myself as a movement expert, which is appropriate, again, secondary to my background. And in the sessions, we don't call it an official PT session. That would be misrepresentation. And the procedural requirements for, you know, doing a coaching session, they're a bit looser than they are for PT. There's no electronic health record and coded billing information that needs to be generated. But the main difference is that in online PT, you are guaranteed that you're working with a licensed provider. So there's some assurance there, and that there's a chance, oftentimes now a very high possibility, that somebody else will pay for the session. Now, I've got some issues with that and talking about ownership and responsibility and all that, but I'm not going to go there now. I'm just going to say, in other words, insurance benefits can often be used, and right now we're in this acute awareness of the legitimacy of having coverage for tele-PT services. So, you and I should get to decide what you use your insurance benefits for and not be told or denied by the insurer. This is legit, and you deserve to use your hard-earned benefits if you want. So that's really what defines online physical therapy. You're working with the physical therapist, doing those things, analyzing movement and correcting it, getting some education and kind of face-to-face training, but you're also doing it under the auspices of licensure and healthcare and governance and insurance reimbursement. I've been doing one-on-one training and coaching and group fitness since 1984, and it makes me a bit of a goat. I don't want to lose track with being current, but the telefitness model is excellent for this service as well. And so I love being in gyms and facilities or outdoors with clients and groups, but I found that the telefitness or telecoaching or teleconditioning, whatever you want to say, model, I found it to be ideal many times when clients have limitations with space or time or access. Now that we have so many restrictions in place for what we can do and where we can be and who can be around or not, I certainly hope that they don't last too long, that these things, we see them as being temporary more than longer term. But right now, we really don't know, and I'm not going to be foolish enough to predict that. But I'm glad to see more options for online fitness popping up like tulips in the springtime, like right now in late March. It's creating opportunities for all of us, for folks to not lose mojo, or enthusiasm or conditioning, and to work with some pros to maintain health and fitness and performance capacity, so that eventually when we do get back to getting in the gym or getting back with teams and other things, you know, we haven't lost much, and it just takes a small tune-up to get back there. I think that's what we're really trying to do. Well, this can certainly be a great business opportunity for trainers and coaches. I've never viewed any type of online service as a total replacement for our traditional methods, again saying that, but it's a heck of an adjunct, especially right now. I think I need another water break, and thanks for letting me be so passionate. Don't have much to go to get these points across, so thank you for bearing with me. Okay, now, how about some thoughts for patients or clients who are looking to get some online PT? What's that all about? Well, if you're currently in therapy, in quotations, or you have a relationship with a local physical therapist, wherever you are, ask them if they can provide this service for you. And over the last couple of weeks, I think more and more people are saying, yes, we're going to find a way and we're going to do it. Recognize that this service works best for when a person has a chronic issue or you're in an ongoing recovery process. Acute injuries or acute post-surgical situations or the presence of any red flag medical conditions, that may not be appropriate for this model, and you should seek the appropriate medical diagnosis and intervention elsewhere. And of course, your therapist will refer you accordingly because of his or her training. Phones work, and in other words, smartphones work, but as we all know, they have small screens. And so tablets and laptops are better when you are the recipient of a tele-PT service. I usually go through a few instructions with my clients. We want to have good front lighting. And so, in other words, if the lighting is in front of the subject, it illuminates the subject, and we usually can minimize glare. Whereas if you're backlit, a lot of times we have a lot of glare and the body looks like a shadow. So just try to go over that really simply. Find a corner in a room where you can accomplish that. And I usually just give people reassurances. Hey, wear some comfortable clothes to allow for freedom of movement. There's going to be no disrobing, anything like that. And also check yourself to make sure that you have this willingness to participate in this type of interaction, and you have to be a bit coachable. So probably enough said there. And then lastly, what about PTs who are really interested in telephysical therapy but might need some help? And so right now, again, everybody is scrambling. The American Physical Therapy Association and many other groups are putting out information to try to help folks. But I would also say I offer a comprehensive consultation package for clinicians. This includes a practice-to-practice webinar and a copy of my ebook, The Guide to Developing a Tele-PT Practice. And I just finished version 2.0, which includes a series of COVID-9 updates. So if you're a practitioner, this might be something that you're going to be interested in. The content is rich, and the list is fairly long of the things I go over. Three major areas: equipment and setup, all the things that you really need to be efficient, effective, and economical with this, as well as create that awesome user experience. What are the policy and procedures? What does the law say? How is that changing? What do we need to know? And those things, I think that's sometimes the more dry or boring part of this process, but it's also perhaps the most important. We want to make sure we're doing things appropriately. And then also, I've got a number of techniques and suggestions, some kind of expert eye or master clinician tips, and also just how to create that audiovisual studio and flow of the session. And so the webinar and the ebook are a great value and a resource. I've seen nothing else like it out there. And I'm proud of it. It's taken me several years of work to put this together. And so I'm going to be totally honest. And since I got on board with Tele-PT in its infancy, you could say I've become something of an authority on this subject. I didn't realize I'd get into consulting on this topic, but over the past year, I've really enjoyed working with other clinicians and sharing what I've learned and will continue to learn. In light of our current circumstances, though, I am happy to help any colleague however I can. So if you have a few questions or you just need a little assistance, let me help you. The best way is to use the contact option on thelifetimeathlete.com, and we can have an email exchange. I'm also happy to do a short phone call if it's indicated. As you can imagine, my schedule's fairly full right now, and that's because of all the things that are going on. But if you just can't provide tele-PT services that meet with what your standards are for high quality to all your customers, I may be able to help you temporarily to take on a few and work collaboratively with you of your clients. Again, contact me if this is applicable. I'm sure most people aren't inclined to do that, but I'm going to put myself out there to say that I can if you so desire. And lastly, This is both related to the previous comments I made, and it's very important. I say this respectfully, with complete respect to all my colleagues, but don't half-arse this process. In the presence of high need and relaxed guidelines, which we're under right now, it might seem all too easy to just throw some junk together and offer up some really poor service. Don't do that, please. Get this right, because clients deserve no less. And this is our one chance to show the world the value of tele-PT and make it a more viable and permanent option within the healthcare system. We want to promote the value of the PT profession always, every time, in this and each delivery model that we have. But at the very same time, we need to help practitioners stay afloat, stay viable, be solvent, don't go out of business because of this crisis. And so by using this business arm, we can keep PT available, keep more PTs in the workplace longer to help the public. So I think I've said enough about online physical therapy. Now is the time, folks. Thanks for being with me. Stay healthy, stay safe. And if you need information on inexpensive home workout ideas, check out some of the videos on the Lifetime Athlete YouTube channel or other podcast episodes, which will help you there. And I wish everyone the best. And maybe, just maybe, we can come out of this for the better, wiser, fitter, and more amenable to using technology in our wellness and performance, just like we do with things such as shopping and communication. So thanks again. Everybody stay safe. Talk to you soon.